Were you thinking of it as a country song?
Well, it's a funny thing because the inspiration for the lyrics was in part these amazing black and white photographs from a Great Depression by Dorothy Lange, and so unemployment was part of the theme there, and so there was an Americana element. And in fact, the first person that I had thought about because of that was Dolly Parton before Kate. And Dolly didn't want to do it, although later, you know, she asked me to do it with her on a TV show, which I couldn't do then. But, you know, I think in a way, you know, I'm a big Dolly fan, but Kate's vocal is, I think, what really touches people emotionally, you know. That, and I know this amazing set of stories that now go along with that track of, there's, you know, a well-known comic and musician who come up to me and said, you know, I think my life would have ended had it not been for listening to that song a lot. And it was, you never really have any inkling when you write something that it's going to touch people. And I think it's the sort of power of her voice there that gives some sort of reassurance to people. And it gets used now in all sorts of places that we had no idea about.
But you were very generous in the lyrics you gave to Kate to sing. But then also, sort of about halfway through, you take a verse, and that really just makes the hairs on your skin stand up, because you get into this falsetto that was just incredible.
Thank you. I mean, I was trying to sing my heart out there. And,
you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I did. And, I mean, to me, that's part of what I try and do is touch people, you know, and that's what I like when I listen to music. So you want people to feel something and make the world miserable.